With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota continues to see drought conditions into the beginning of the winter season. State climatologist Laura Edwards says water use has gone down for the past few months.
The environment around us is pretty thirsty right now, and it is losing water just by evaporation, and water still is flowing through the soils and through the rivers. So we are seeing some losses in moisture in the soils and around us. But right now we're holding steady on the drought situation, and it still seems to be the worst in the southeast corner of the state and parts of the southwest.
Edwards says most of the significant impacts were seen in the summer and fall, where farmers and ranchers had water shortages. She says one upside for current conditions is the demand for cattle and livestock feed has gone down.
And it's been relatively easy for farmers to haul what they do need out there, because we haven't had really much for snow out across the state so far.
Edwards says drier conditions now will reduce flood risk in the spring. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is updating and revising its master plan for Gavin's Point Dam and Lewis and Clark Lake. One component is gathering public input, comments, and concerns. Mark Sweeney is a professor of sustainability and environment at the University of South Dakota. He says the lake has a sediment problem.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is considering a variety of options, including no action, resulting in the reservoir filling up with sediment, redirecting sediment to maintain recreation, but the reservoir will still fill with sediment eventually, building large islands by dredging sediment from the delta, which will prolong the life of the reservoir, and removing sediment by a pipeline that would feed it to the Missouri River downstream of the dam. All these actions cost money, but the Corps wants the public's opinion on which option to take.
The public scoping period is open through January 25th. A South Dakota organization is one of hundreds benefiting from a billionaire woman's recent run of philanthropy. Mackenzie Scott was part of Amazon's founding and served as its first accountant. She was formerly married to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. She recently gave almost 400 donations totaling $4 billion to organizations around the country. One of those is Meals on Wheels Western South Dakota. The group received $1.5 million. The organization serves more than 1,200 meals to seniors every day. It will use the donation to expand its reach and to replace old appliances and equipment. She was the mother of a governor, an octogenarian, and a nurse who bought her own nursing home. She also was a medical missionary and an advocate for Filipino people who wanted to move to South Dakota and work for her. Luella Jenklonace of Flandreau died Saturday under hospice care at her home. She was 106. SDPB's Brenda Wade Schmidt reports.
To friends and neighbors, Luella Jenklonace was known as Mama Lou, a woman who is described by family members as a matriarch who was hardworking, independent, tenacious, and giving. Her son, Bill Janklow, served as the state's 27th and 30th governor. He died in 2012 at age 72 from brain cancer. Nace was accomplished in her own right. She was born Luella Gulbronson in Moody County during a February 11, 1914 blizzard and was the second oldest of 10 children. In 1936, she graduated as a registered nurse from the Lutheran Deaconess Hospital in Chicago. She worked for decades in the business, putting her RN license on inactive status at age 96, giving her the distinction of being the oldest actively practicing nurse in South Dakota at the time. While in Chicago, she met and married Arthur Janklow, a lawyer who would take the family to Germany, where he was a prosecutor during the Nuremberg trials. After he died of a heart attack in 1950, she and her six children returned to Chicago, where she worked as a nurse. In 1954, with her father's health failing, she moved back to Flandreau and bought a small nursing home that served just three people. The business would eventually become the current Riverview Healthcare Center, housed in a multi-story building she built in 1966. While in Flandreau, she married Lloyd Nace, who died in 1973. They had one son. In 1975, Nace went to Africa on one of three trips to work as a missionary nurse. She served in Somalia as a liaison between the government and the United Nations, served in Ethiopia and Uganda, and smuggled Bibles into Russia. She was honored with South Dakota's Jefferson Award for her volunteer efforts. During her time as a missionary, she worked with nurses from the Philippines and noted how hardworking and caring they were. She and her family helped bring some of those families to Flandreau to work in her nursing home. The Filipino community has grown to about 75 people, many who continue to work in healthcare and remain her loyal friends. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Brenda Wade Schmidt.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.